Yeah. Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Yeah. He booked the picture.
Hello.
Yeah, I want to set this off real quick. Is that all right, everybody? Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Go right ahead.
Because I'm in the street right now, and I have a lot of action around me. I want to say this. Who's heard of this whole thing called planking? Should I know about this planking thing, sir?
I know
about the craziness.
And I'm upset that I know about it because it's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of in my life.
Sha, what is planking, Sha? What is that?
Planking is laying on an object as if like you're dead or something.
You do that all the time, Sha.
I do that in the privacy of my own home.
Ew.
I do it in the privacy of my own home with a lady.
That's a low blow. It's a low blow.
Yeah, I do that with a lady up under me, you know.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't admit it to that one. But do you know that child Jasmine has sent me no less than three, not one, not two, but three photos of her planking, man. She's planking at work. She's planking on a patio chair. She's planking. Jasmine, come on now. Why?
It is so much fun. Why are you trying to feel the little bit of fun that I have in my day?
But I
want to
know.
It's a winding down game. It started in England, man. Northeast England is where this started.
Oh, you know the history behind it. Okay. So this is how it started for me.
Go ahead.
Can I talk about my planking experience, please?
Talk about your planking experience.
Thank you. So I received a picture because, you know, I'm infamous for receiving random photos. And it was like a little challenge, like, I plank, now you plank. And so, of course, I had to look it up. And I just thought it was so hilarious at how creative and silly and random it is. And how often do you get to do something that's silly and random and fun? So I did one, and then I was like, oh, my God, I have to plank here. I have to plank there. So I want to plank everywhere except for in the bedroom, Shaw.
How long is it considered? How long do you have to stay there for considered a full plank?
Long enough for the damn picture.
Well, if you're good and you can hold your balance, then it's really okay.
Well, who's taking these pictures of you?
Now you're asking too many questions.
Oh, okay. I'm back.
Those who've been planking for years, homeless people. They're the best plankers I've seen. Nobody takes pictures of them.
That is very true. Well, now they have started an art form. So.
You know what? I can't.
You can't.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done with everything. I retire right now.
Are you going back?
Okay, I'm going to send you my latest plank after we get a little bit further into the show.
Yeah. So, Jasmine, if you send me one more planking photo, I'm going to blow you up on Twitter. My timeline is ruthless, Jasmine. They're ruthless.
I don't care.
All
right.
Grown-ass
woman. Planking.
Grown-ass woman.
You're a grown-ass man and you're
doing,
you know,
silly shit. Well, anyway, thanks for that. Tonight's show, it hit some of us home. I know I got a couple of calls saying that they can't really relate to it, so they think. But we want to talk about people who are just doing too much. You know, they're feeling you, you know, and they're texting you a mile a minute, they're calling, they're sending you pictures, they're asking you why not me, and sending you gifts through the mail and trying to ruin your relationship. I'm talking about stalkers. Now, I know that the traditional definition of stalking is someone that's like knocking, you know, outside your window or slashing your thighs and everything, but I think that the harassment is good enough for me.
Vic, can I give the actual definition for stalking?
Please do, Jasmine.
Okay. So stalking is it's a course of conduct directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to feel fear. So it's really not really exactly about a particular action, but it's about the whatever that person is doing to cause a reasonable person fear. So not an overly paranoid person, but a reasonable person like myself.
A planker.
A planker, yes.
Yeah, she showed me a picture of her planking. I'm scared. I need order protection on you.
Oh yeah.
I'm planking for you.
As long as whatever the person is doing. So we don't want to, you know, narrow it down to a specific behavior, but it's really about, is the person causing you to feel a certain level of fear?
Well, see, with me, I define that as, like, once I tell you to stop calling me and you don't stop, that to me, that's good enough stalking for me. Cause I'm not going to be scared of you, you know,
you
but if
say
I say...
Tell somebody stop calling you, like, that's harsh.
He told all of us,
what?
Yes, last week, not call.
I said, yeah, last week. Yeah, you haven't called this week. Just don't call with that nonsense about aggression and stuff. No, but yeah, I say just don't call me, don't text me. I'm not going to lie. And she's probably listening right now. They're all listening right now because they're talking to me. And if any of them call, you know, Jazz, you got to shut them right off, of course. But, you know, I really had to tell someone in real plain legal English, like, I do not wish you to continue contacting me through, you know, voice, text, nor email. Are you refusing to do so? You know, I have to make it real, real technical. So, you know, I make my case and stuff. Because I have a homeboy. He was being actually stalked. I'm talking about, like, she threw bricks through his window and everything. And she actually ended up calling rape on him. But see, he had kept a file of all of her, all the communication he had with her. He had all the text messages, he had all the emails, he had all the notes. So he came to the police and was like, look, she's crazy, she's been stalking me. And then basically he got exonerated from that. You know, so I learned from that guy, you know, real early, man. I keep a record of everything. And some people, they say that, you know, maybe it's too much and it's too deep, but nah, man, why you gotta deal with that? You know, and this day and age, you can't block people's phone number from yourself. I can't. You can't block text messages. And if there's someone who you're clearly not interested in is texting you how they love you and have your children and why not me and who's Jasmine, shit like that, they gotta die. You know, so of course they always act like I'm the mean one and I'm being too tough and I'm being extreme, but no, you're doing too much. You listening? You
doing
too much.
Anybody who want to know who I am, please call.
Oh, yeah, and this is rumor that me and Jasmine are together. There's a rumor out there. I'm not going to answer that, but there's a rumor out there.
Call and ask us. People are calling and saying that they love you, and then you tell them not to contact you anymore, and they continue to do
so. Nah, it's not that, you know, hey, I love you. Oh, shit, you can't call me no more. And that's definitely not like that. But, I mean, you know, just people who, you know, I've let them know that there's totally no interest. Like, I did not lay them down, you know, on the holy bed, nothing like that. But they keep on going. You know, they don't care if you're dating anybody. They don't care if you're married. It is, in their mind, it's going to happen. And they're not going to stop until they make it happen. I had women tell me, like, I don't care what you say, you just don't know it. I'm not going to stop until, you know, we're together. You know, and...
Wow.
And, yeah, it's not scary, but it's like, you do wonder what's going to happen next. You know what I mean? Man, you know, the age of Facebook, you know, that they dig on your Facebook and they put things together. Oh, so who's so-and-so? You know, who's who they bars and who's the Angry MILF. And, you know, like, what? How do you know about that? You know, it's just a little bit too deep. Like, I think that, man, if a guy tells you or a girl tells you they don't want you, I ain't gonna lie, you try your little. I think, you know, I've done too much once upon a time, you know, just once. Like, come on, baby, please, you know. But you got to move on. You got to just find somebody else, find a therapist, a shrink, whatever. But, you know, it doesn't always have to be that you're doing the things that I mentioned. But whenever someone tells you, stop, leave it alone, back off, and you keep on going, you're doing too much.
Agree. So, Shaw, how about for you? We heard the DJ's perspective on stalkers or groupies, I guess, and really for both of you, I would consider that, you know, some groupie-type behavior, especially because of the type of work that you guys are in. How about for you, Shaw? Have you experienced any type of stalking or folks that just do way too much to get your attention?
No, I've never experienced anyone doing too much. Everyone that shows me attention, I love it. I need it. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, if you hit me a lot, I just take it as you like my music. And
copyrighted shot.
And that's a good thing. But over the years, there have been times where people have gone slightly overboard. After me telling them that there was no chance.
What is slightly overboard for you?
An hour. Why are you going
to? It's really, you know, anybody that asks me questions about my personal life. Like, if I tell you I can't meet up with you, don't ask me why. Like, that's just it. And to me, that's extra. That's doing too much. Like, I don't. There's no way you can justify what I'm doing against what you want me to do. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're not working, so why you can't hang with me? Because I said no.
Oh,
okay. But, Shaw, you never had no girl, say, in the past 3-4 years or so, that you told her it's over, I don't want that no more, and she kept on keeping on.
Yeah, but they slick, man. Okay. They do it different ways. You know, they'll hit up my mom and try to be cool with her. They'll, you know, just send me Facebook stuff. But I think a lot of people will use the music and kind of reach me that way and hit me with the, oh, I bought your CD or, you know, something real, real light. They try not to be groupied out or nothing like that. But, you know, like I said, doing the artistry thing is tough for me to differentiate. If someone's into me or the music.
They're all groupies.
So Shaw takes all comers. Just don't ask him where he's been and who he's going to see.
Don't ask him where he's been or where he's going and you'll
get
okay. You can call his mom, though.
We have any calls?
No, you guys need to get off the street because your reception is really bad, and I know our listeners don't want to hear what's happened on the streets of Brooklyn.
That's Vic.
I know.
I'm cooking.
You're cooking?
Good.
What are you making over there? You making tostones? Oh, wait, sorry. I don't want to ask anything too personal.
Yeah.
Never
you
mind.
You all type of questions, man. All of them are business.
Never mind. Well, I'm going to share my experience with this whole going too far business. This happened recently. I don't have a lot of experiences with people stalking and things like that. I think for the most part, I try to be pretty clear and protect a lot of my, you know, contact information, at least before the show I did. So recently someone from my past about 15 years ago, a person that was kind of like a fly on the wall all through school, reached out to me on Facebook, and I thought, you know, cool, old friend. Well, not even a friend, like a person that I just knew from like the yearbook, so to speak, was just kind of catching up. So we started very light conversation, you know, hi, how are you? What have you been up to? What did you do after school? How was college? You know, do you have a family? Things like that. And then the messages started to get too intense. It's like every time that I got on Facebook, I was getting an instant message or, you know, a message in the, whatever you call it, the mail. So then it went from that to my email and then text messages. And then sometimes, I don't know if this happens to anybody, but like if you have an app on your phone, sometimes it looks like you're online, like on Facebook, but you're not. You know, your phone is just on or whatever. The questions started to become like, are you there?
Wow.
Why are you ignoring me? And then, yes. And then I didn't answer the Facebook, I am. One, because I didn't even see that they were coming to the phone. I turned that stuff off at work. But then from there, it came to text messages like, I'm sending you a message on Facebook. Do you not see it? And so this is, I mean, I can't say that I felt fearful, but I definitely started to feel concerned, like, hey, you know, this is definitely over the top. So I just sent this person a message back, and I said, I don't really think that I have the time to communicate with you the way that you would like to communicate with me.
That's
nice. And because, you know, you always kind of think, like, well, maybe I'm just not a big social media person. Like, maybe this is how this shit works, but it just doesn't work like that for me. So I just kind of put it that way. And he responded with, I thought we were interested in one another. And, yeah. So my response was, not in that way. I don't think I have time to be interested in the way that you may be. So, again, you know, just trying to, like, keep it light. And so he told me, you know, he asked me, is it too much or something like, you know, am I bothering you? And I kind of, you know, shut
what?
Up. Now I'm getting scared. So I said, you know, no, it's not that you're bothering me. It's just that, you know, I don't really have the time to respond to you. And I kind of feel bad because I did. I felt like, you know, damn, I'm ignoring this person. And so he told me, he said, I'll lose all of your contact information. So I took that opportunity to say, like, you know, yeah. So I was like, okay. And then he said, and lose mine too. So I lost his contact information. But that was very odd. I didn't like the way that proceeded, and so he erased himself off of Facebook, and he's probably listening right now. So, you know, if you are, that behavior is considered stalking.
Yeah,
you're
a sucker, dude. You're a sucker. You know, move on. Keep planking, son. You don't want that. Keep planking.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
You dodged the bullet, my G. Just keep it moving. Keep planking.
Best thing I never had.
Best thing I never had.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you didn't want to make him feel bad. I don't be caring about that. Like, I give him a one a shot, but, like, you keep on. I'm at the, you know, get all text now, and you're going to keep on, you know. Like, this last one, I said, like, yo, you're crossing a line right now. Good, I wouldn't cross the line. Okay.
Oh.
Cool. And I get, you know, I went ahead and let her know, you know, how I felt, like, as far as her harassing me and her having to cease contact. You know, you can't play no games with them because these people, they feed upon your guilt.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to say no and stuff like that. Yeah, they can see no, they feed on the guilt. They know you don't want to say no and, okay, I'll meet you for a drink or whatever it is. And they throw you in the back of their drunk. But, you know, like you said, it's not about being scared. It's about, like, man, you're annoying. Like, you're annoying me. Knock it off. And I think that everybody has, well, a lot of us have that person, you know, in your life. And the one person told me she doesn't have any stalkers, never did. I don't know what that means about, you know, her or whatever. But, you know, unfortunately, I've had people that just would not give up. And I ain't going to lie, like, this, like I said earlier, there's once, you know, I fell hard, you know what I'm saying, and once. No, I mean,
okay.
I fell hard, you know, about 8 times, but I'm saying this particular time when I had did too much was once. You know, I can't say no names. She don't listen to me anyway. She's somewhere being happy. But what I'm saying, though, is that You know, I wrote a long email. I ain't gonna lie to nobody. Long email. Took me about 45 minutes to write that motherfucker. You know, and it was a whole, with a whole bunch of come ons and whys and all that other shit. But I was also, you know, I was real young, and I felt for that person. So I do understand that, you know, when there's someone you really feel and they don't feel you anymore, they never felt you. I understand that there's that instinct to try to make it like it's an R&B song, or you think you're in a movie, and what you gotta do is just, you know what I'm saying, and the puppy dog eyes and bomb a road. That shit ain't real life like that.
So when you went to that last year?
I was 12. Shut up.
It doesn't work that way.
I'm just saying, how'd that work out?
It didn't work out. I'm glad we could be friends now. I'm glad she didn't get me arrested. You know, I done flash tires, you know, but it didn't work out, you know, for me, you know, at all. Like, and I'm not saying it can't work out, but, I mean, really, if you got to do that much, you're doing too much, you know.
But,
and I had to realize that. I was just making a fool out of myself, really.
I think all of my stalking incidents, I felt like I played a part in them for some reason. I think maybe that's my fault. I don't know.
Yeah. They say that, but no, Shy, you're not the blame, Shy. You're the victim.
Nah, if somebody follows me to a restaurant,
no one deserves talking.
If somebody follows me to a restaurant and shows up and then, you know, gets mad at the person I'm with and throws stuff, like, isn't it my fault?
Again. The Red Lobster.
No, this is another one, actually.
Oh, okay.
But isn't that my fault? It's not my fault?
No, I think, you know, when it becomes a part of your responsibility, when you're not very clear, you kind of leading that person on, or if that person, you know, is the type of person that needs to be told very directly that this isn't going anywhere. I do have a confession to make, though, while we're on the line and on the topic. This weekend, I stalked Jay Bars.
Oh, shit.
Jason Bars.
Yeah, I finally made it happen, huh? Jay Bars,
yeah.
The producer. Jason.
I know, but
yeah.
You did?
Total groupie style. Totally planked and
Wait, who was the groupie, though? You or him?
She was the groupie.
It's hard to tell. In the beginning, it was me, but by the end, it was him.
Oh, Jay Bars, you're going to let that. Jay Bars, you need to call up and dial one and defend yourself.
He's on. He's listening in. He's in the chat room. And see, by the end, he was begging to please run the boards next week. So, guys, we have an assistant.
Wow.
Okay. Damn. What you had to do for that job, though? Wait. But, Jazz, how did he get that job, though? What did he have to do, though? What kind of favors did he have to perform for that, though?
If you want to call and tell him,
because
I promise not to say.
Yeah, you know, in this industry, you don't want to get the job that easy.
He got to plank you?
So I want to know what he had to do.
He got to plank you as well?
Internship and
everything.
He's hired.
Oh,
he's the
man.
One taking the planking pictures.
Oh, man.
No, real talk, though. A-Bar is a really cool dude, loyal listener, and a really awesome person to hang out with. So thanks for showing me a good time in your neck of the woods. That's it.
Wow.
And, yes, we do have an assistant now. So, yeah.
Okay. And if you want to talk to us about your stories of stalking or being stalked, or if you don't know if you're being stalked or being a stalker, call up and dial one. What's the number, Jasmine?
The number is... Ooh, somebody's got it.
I got the number.
Yeah, 323-657-1479. Let's see who's at the door. Hello? Hello? Hello, I think this is... Yep.
Yo.
Hi.
Who this?
Hey, how are you all?
We're okay. All right. Who is this? Angry Milk number one?
This is Miss J.
Oh, Miss Day, Angie Milk number two, number one in Georgia. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, I'll be number two, but I'm number one in Georgia. How y'all doing?
Okay, we're doing
right.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to say, I see you all started off the show talking about this plankton thing, and I just learned from I learned from someone earlier what plankton is, and I at first I was clueless, but I think I got to get down with that for a minute too.
Oh, God. Yo, people have died from this.
You're missing. I know, but let me tell you something. I have not done it yet, but I have some great ideas. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so, but wait a minute, Miss J. We need to put a disclaimer out there. Anyone who is listening, including you. Oh, that was delayed. That decides to go out and start planking because of what they heard on this show. If you hurt yourself or anyone else in the process, we are not liable. And you will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
I'm all about safety. So, it's going to be safe, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Thank you for calling and letting us know that. But do you have anything to say about the topic? Perhaps.
Of course I do. Of course.
Okay.
I have a couple of experiences, but I'll tell you one that stands out. Some years ago, I used to live in Miami, and I was new to Miami because I'm originally from New York. And myself and my youngest sister, we decided that we wanted to go to downtown Miami, take the bus, and just kind of see, what we can get into for the day. It was odd. There was a guy that was on the bus. It was an Italian guy. Never met him before, didn't know him from anywhere. But he was on the bus, and we were kind of confused about what stop we need to get off on. And he was like, well, I'm going to the same area, so, I can show you where you're going. We were like, okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we get to the downtown area, and he kind of starts walking around with us. And I'm thinking, if he was on the bus before we got on, he should have had a destination. Well, for whatever reason, he kind of hung out with us for the day. And then when we got off the bus, he didn't get off with us, but he recognized the stop that we got off being the same one that we got on when we first met him. The very next day, this same guy is hanging outside of the building we were living. And I guess he was kind of just waiting around to see if he would catch a glimpse of, me, or I don't know what the deal is. And I was outside with my two sons, and he kind of just came out of nowhere. It's like, hey, you remember me from yesterday? I'm like, oh, hey. And I'm thinking, well, maybe he lives in the area. Well, that turned into an everyday thing to where he would just kind of show up out of nowhere. I didn't know anything about this guy, where he lived. I didn't know, I had no idea how he was getting around, but he always had this backpack with him. Well, it got to the point to where I told the guy in the lobby, I said, listen, you guys need to just keep a lookout for this guy because for some reason every day he's just showing up out of nowhere. Well, I get a phone call from the front office, and they tell me that this guy's out here again, and, he's like, what do you want me to tell him? And I'm like, tell him I'm not available. I don't know him like that. Well, that's what he told him, and the guy appeared to have gone away. A few hours later, I'm outside with my sons, which they were young at the time. They were probably somewhere, 3 and 1 or somewhere around there, and this guy shows up out of nowhere, and he's like, why are you trying to keep the kids from me? I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know you like that. I mean, that was like the first experience that I've ever had with a real stalker type guy. Long story short, he went away because, I did a police report and everything. I had to get him off my back. I don't know anything about this guy. We didn't exchange numbers or anything. He just kind of had that photographic memory of where I, stayed and just kind of sat around and watched me, I guess. And then the next experience was another guy in Miami that I befriended. And long story short, when the friendship was kind of over, he broke into my house in my apartment early morning hours, somewhere around 5 in the morning. And when I called Miami-Dade police, his top half of his body was in my window, and he had a shotgun put to his head. I was in the house with my kids, and this guy was trying to come through my window.
Yeah, so I've kind of had some stalker experiences. So
that is very scary.
Yes, it is. And
back in the show.
What's going on?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You're there.
What happened? Yeah.
You're there, along with all of your background noise.
Oh, sorry. I'm here with Samo. It's not my fault. I'm here with Samo.
Samo
dragged me out, man. But I'm gonna let the caller finish, and then that Samo gonna.
What the hell is?
Oh shit! Shoot them niggas.
Miss J, it sounds like that was probably Samo that was hanging out your window a few years back. I would secure all doors, all openings. He may be able to trace you from the show.
No, Samo said. No, she is the police. Oh, Samo says he only stalks police bitches. That's what Samo says.
Fuck the police.
That's a hell of an inside joke that he doesn't even know.
Okay,
I don't know.
Samo,
I don't know why he said that.
But while he's joking, I am the police.
Hey, she is the police. She says. Get on the phone.
Get the phone away from Samo.
What's up, baby?
Okay. Well, Ms. J, I actually want to talk a little bit about the seriousness of the situation that you brought up. Samo, hold the line, okay?
All right.
Ms. J, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. But, okay, so seriously, obviously, you know, there's some things that are kind of borderline harassment or someone just kind of playing hard to get or being naive about, you know, is this person really serious in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship or not? But there are some things that you should look for in terms of are you being stalked? Because
what are y'all talking about?
Samo, you are interrupting me. What is going on? Do you want me to send you a planking picture?
You don't send me a picture? I always liked your voice.
Where have you been? There's no way we're going to get forward with this discussion unless I acknowledge you, right?
I was in Costa Rica. I've been missing you.
What were you doing in Costa Rica?
Tanning.
Samo, have you ever been stalked?
I haven't been stalked.
Have you been a stalker?
I think so. Let me think. Well, that's what the police said, but I love her.
I love her
so much.
Was she the police, or did she call them on you?
She was the police, and she called the police on me.
What's her name? Miss J. Samo?
It was Janet. Maybe that's what y'all call her.
Jay Bars said he thought you were locked up. Were you locked up in Costa Rica, or is that what they're calling the island these days?
No. I was in Costa Rica. I had to, you know, I wanted to soak up some sun, take some peyote.
Okay.
Ayahuasca.
Okay. Well, Samo, we're so happy to have you back. But can you please give the phone back to Vic?
I stole his phone. Hold on. Let me give him back his phone. I gotta tag up this cop car. I love you. Bye bye. Hello. Yo, what's up?
Do you see how I have to talk to all the crazy people in my life? If you talk to them rather calmly, they go away.
What did Samuel do when I was gone? What did he say? I already loved somebody.
Yes, he threatened the police.
I don't endorse that. No way, shape, or form.
No. The emotion picture does not endorse any type of harassment or harm towards law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Or any respectable citizen.
Or plankers.
Now,
yes.
Or plankers.
I want to apologize, you know, to all the women I've done too much with. I'm sorry. I know y'all listening. Y'all wonder if I learned my lesson. I'm sorry. You know, I think it's good for you to call every once in a while. Like, even if you know that they ain't fucking with you, you can call every 2-3 weeks. Like, hey, I was saying, what's up? You know what I mean? And I think Shy feel how he feel because they don't be calling him every hour on the hour like they call me.
Oh, they be calling you every hour on the hour?
Texting. If I would show you my phone bill just off of the texts alone, you know, but if they were to call every 25 days, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be like, all right, I'm not feeling her, but all right, she's not being a nuisance. That's the way to do it, ladies. You know, dudes, I guess. Like, let them breathe. Let them think that you want to. What? I hope it's not her. Yo, if it's her, cut off.
Well, you'll tell me, okay?
I don't know, but she sounds crazy.
Okay.
I'm in court right
Hello?
Now. I can't.
954-934, you're on the air.
Wait. That's cool. No, it's not cool. Who are you?
Wait. 954, are you there?
Yeah, it's A-Ball right here.
All right, AP's hey. Cool. Put my gun away.
I'm lit up crazy.
A-Ball, you already smashed, son. What's good?
Yeah, you put it down, my nigga.
Wait.
Yo, are you smashed, son?
I got to put my girl Jazz on that. Nah, that's not true. That's a rumor.
Okay. Playing it cool.
Alright, you get a bigger man.
That's
how you get second. That's right.
Yeah, so you can play it cool.
yeah, you smart.
How you doing, talk to us.
I'm doing all right. I actually wanted to call in because I just remembered a stalking story that I did have.
Okay.
It was a couple of years ago where I had a homegirl and she kept getting like these private number phone calls, and like at first it was just like weird phone calls. Like, she didn't really read too much into it, but then eventually like they started actually kind of getting a little violent, like with the things that they were saying on the phone. So she decided to go to the phone company to find out where the numbers were.
Mm.
The phone company can't give you the numbers for a private number unless the cops get involved. So she went.
And you ain't no snitch. Mhm.
Yeah, exactly. So
I've been there, brother. Go ahead. I've been there.
Yeah, they said that. They couldn't really get into it or anything like that because they weren't posing a physical threat to her, so they couldn't go ahead and find out the numbers or sign any kind of order to, you know, find out what the numbers actually were. So basically I had to go ahead and call in a favor, and basically I had to be the one to go and find out the numbers for this private phone call, and it turned out to be one of her past boyfriends and like three other guys that were associated with our past boyfriend.
Oh, isn't that real?
So what happened? You knocked him out? What happened?
I can't really get into what happened after that, but it ended after I found out.
I think he shot that man. Let's cut his mic off for his own protection.
He
ain't walking around too good no more, huh?
Yeah, I mean the whole situation, like she stopped getting the phone calls once I found out. So that's
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you sure that she was telling the truth? Like, was she really being harassed?
No, yeah, she was being harassed. And I was actually with her a couple of times when she got the phone call. So.
Because you know
what she was doing over there, flanking.
I know Shastimalad taught me a trick in 2008 that, you know, if you're messing with somebody's girl, she answered the phone, just say that you're stalking her. That's Shy. He always calling me. He's stalking me. That's how some of them get out of that. So it's like another side to that you got to watch out for. Some of y'all tell y'all, man, y'all got stalkers. But they really just, you know, trying to play you out, but that's Shy wisdom again.
Yeah.
A-Ball, now, A-Ball, you recently went through a pretty big breakup, right?
Yes,
last year. Okay. hopefully Jasmine's not the rebound. But let me ask you, when you got dumped, did you do too much afterwards?
Nah, I didn't.
Okay.
I pretty much left it alone. I'm one of those people where it's like, if you don't need me, then I don't really need you. I don't really read too much into it after that.
Okay. Fuck her, right?
Pretty much, yes.
What do you say? Just say fuck her. Fuck her.
No, he's not going to say that. He's not that.
You need me when I come back, huh? Okay, okay. Well, maybe next time. Well, Jasmine, let me ask you.
Okay.
I want to ask you, what's the line between stalking and fighting for what you think should be yours?
Yeah, that's definitely that's a good question, because I think there is that borderline. Fighting for what's yours, I think that once that other person tells you, you know, it's enough, and they make it really clear, they, you know, ask you to stop calling, ask you not to come around, then it's over, you know, and leave it in that person's court to say, you know, I made a mistake or I really would like to see you again. But you have to fight whatever that urge is to go against that person's wishes, because at that point, if it's not considered stalking, it damn sure is considered desperate.
So, oh, damn, the D word. Ooh. So you can't, or the other D word. So you're not supposed to, like, go outside her window, play the guitar, singing no voice to men, nothing like that? Doesn't work for girls?
No, I think that, you know, if you're in a situation where maybe, like, you did something to upset your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and, you know, they just feel like, you know, you need to make up, like it's a make, and they're like, you know, leave me alone, I don't want to talk to you. It's an argument. That's one thing, you know, then, because a lot of times, I know as a woman, you might say, you know, or I might say, like, leave me alone, you know, you pissed me off, but I really want you to figure out a way to get my attention and, you know, kind of apologize, like put the work in, so to speak. But I think, you know, if you're at the end of your relationship or kind of the end of the road and that person is really serious, like, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And if you're not sure, ask those questions. Do you not want me to call you anymore? If that person says yes, then don't.
Yeah, but that kind of sounds kind of weak, though. Like, what if that wasn't the case before? Like, I want to be like, hey, do you want me to call you anymore? Like, this sounds kind of, you know. Like, insecure.
I think maybe if you say it along these lines, like, listen, you're making some pretty strong statements. Are you sure that's how you feel? And if that person says yes, then you have done everything that you possibly can. You know, so I think, like, if you and your honey get into some type of spat with each other, and it's, you know, it's makeup type of situation, that's one thing. But if that person is not responding to you, so let's just say you go to their house and you played a little guitar at the window or whatever, and you get a good response, as if she comes to the window and she says, you know, you're crazy, you know, I'm coming downstairs, not a problem. But if she doesn't come to the window and 8 Bars comes out and he tells you, like, man, you need to leave, don't
come
back.
Well, I'll shoot you again. Right, right.
Right. Don't come back. Or, you know, you're calling and she's not picking up the phone one night, okay, you know, she's upset, she doesn't want to talk to you. And then maybe you might send a text message the next day, I'm just checking, is everything okay? And you get a response like, I'm just still cooling down. That's fine. But if that person continues not to respond to you, maybe after, I would say, 3 attempts, leave it alone. I think that's fair enough. I want to give our listeners, first of all, thanks, 8 Bars, for dialing in. And tomorrow, next week, we're so happy to have you as part of our team. So, some things that stalkers do. I wanted to share a few of these tips with our listeners, because if there's that gray line where you don't know if perhaps you might be in danger, or you feel like you could be doing these things and you don't want to be perceived as a stalker. So things that stalkers do, they repeatedly call you, including hang-ups, those count. They follow you and show up wherever you are. So, Shah, you think that person is a loyal fan, they may be a stalker.
What was that movie, Jasmine, back in the day? Oh, shit, never mind, Shah. What was that movie, Shah, back in the day? With with the hammer. The lady was a fan of the writer. Misery. Snapping you, son.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
I saw that movie.
Stop lying. Answer the door.
No, that was actually a boo for you.
Oh, it's boo. Okay.
And in the movie, I can even quote it. She said, "He wouldn't get out of the cock a duty car." That's the movie, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay!
So Jazz knows all the crazy movies.
Wow, that's interesting.
So, anyways, they follow you and show up wherever you are. Three, they send unwanted gifts, letters, cards, or emails. And maybe this
Jasmine,
is a little outdated. Yes.
Cool. Speaking of gifts, I don't know who, but one of y'all sent me a subscription to Maxim magazine. I don't know who it is. And I don't know. Thanks, though, for that. I actually read it, you know, and got some tips and stuff. But someone actually sent me a picture of her, framed, a framed picture of her, nice thick wooden frame.
I saw
you saw that before, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that was
framed picture. That was spooky.
Yo, that was crazy.
Yeah, crazy, right? Crazy.
I feared for your life.
Y'all be believing. Yeah. She's gone now.
But that's your fault. You enabled that.
I'm the victim. What are you talking about? I enabled that.
Nah, dude. You an enabler.
Look, once you say no, no means no. It doesn't matter what I did beforehand. I don't care what the Pisces did to you. Don't call me if I tell you not to call me no more.
No, because the last time you said you didn't have a safe word, so she didn't know what no meant. She thought it meant go harder. You know, you got to be more clear with these girls, Vic.
Yeah, when you mention safety, he throws that out the window.
So other things that stalkers do, they damage your home, car, or property. So we kind of talked a little bit about that. They monitor your phone calls or your computer use.
Facebook, or I saw you on GChat. You were on GChat. Why didn't you email me back? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They do drive-bys or hang out at your home, school, or work.
I got to strike first. I got to hurt this shit. Uh-huh.
They threaten to hurt you, your family, your friends, or your pets. So that's when it's starting to get serious.
Hold, kill my turtle once.
And then here's one. They find out about you using public records or online search services, Vic. Hire investigators.
Yeah, they did that for me.
Go through your garbage. Contact your friends, family, neighbors, or coworkers. Other actions that try to control or track you. So.
You know what's a good thing, too, to stop them? Threaten to contact their friends and family. That'll shake them into reality. Because these people are normal people. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, they look just like us. They talk like us. They eat and drink. But just when they get the pipe, whatever it is, you know, it takes the gash, they turn crazy. So what you can do is say, if you don't stop, I'm going to tell your best friend. Or if you don't stop, I'm going to tell your mother. Or I'm going to blow you up on Facebook or something like that. And just choke them a little bit. You know?
What did you do with the girl that sent you the framed picture?
She's gone, man. Don't even invoke her name. Huh?
How'd you get rid of
her? Oh, I did like I do all of them. Do not contact me ever again. If you do so, I will consider it harassment. Yes, I'm serious.
Yes, I am serious.
Huh?
What did she do after that?
She said, you crazy, and said, fine, and some shit like, you know, you're going to hope. Well, the most recent one said, one day you're going to see me 10 years from now, and you're going to know that you hurt me, and some kind of crazy, they be crazy. You know, I don't know what they be saying, but whatever it is.
And someone will reach out to your friends.
I don't know, man. Look, as long as they don't reach out to me, I'm cool, you know. They're listening. And don't hurt me. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
We have we have someone chiming in from 770. 770, are you there?
That's her.
Are you stalking Vic? Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh.
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 Hey, how
are you? What up, brother?
What's
up? Doing good.
That girl from last week, right?
Who's this?
Yeah,
what should we call you? Hello?
Just call me Ready. What up?
Oh,
what
up? What's up for you?
Oh, that's Ready. You 1972.
Yeah.
Came for it. What's good? What's good, brother?
About the topic y'all having today. I only had one experience. It had been years and years ago. And I met this girl. We both were young at the time. You know, she was cool. You know, I grew up in the hood, you know. Our family was, you know, pretty much kind of well-to-do.
Okay.
So it was like, once we start a relationship, you know, it was kind of secretive, you know. You know, because she had, like, some older brothers, you know. So we really didn't really let the relationship get out. And, you know, she started freezing her brother, you know, to come over at night, she'll sneak meal plate out, you know, thing like that, you know. We'll make a long story short, she eventually got real crazy.
How so?
One time I was staying home with my mom, and, you know, I was in the bed, you know, I was in the afternoon taking a nap, you know. And my mom was in her room asleep. I was in my room asleep. And the chicks walks in the house. Didn't knock or anything. Just walks in. I wakes up and she's standing over me.
Oh.
I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? I'm just watching you sleep.
Not cool.
What'd you do?
And so eventually, you know, I end up locking her phone. You know, she, you know, back then, you know, like I said, they were well to do, so all her brothers and her, they all had, like, different lines in the house, you know. So eventually I had to block her call, and she was calling from one of her brother's lines. I just had to block that line. So, I mean, but then eventually it got to the point where she started calling my best friend. You know, and he was like, dude, man, you need to do something about this girl. I'm tired. She her calling me and asking me, you know, to call you, why you got her phone on block and all this crazy stuff. So I'm like, but eventually, you know, everything dissolved. It faded. You know, I never heard from her again. You know, so, you know, life went on.
That is really scary, and I know that if that were to happen to a woman, it would be a very, very, very different situation.
Right, boss?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. That was, like, so many years ago, but it didn't, like, it never happened to me ever again, though.
I hope that never happens to you again, either.
Me neither.
Thank you for calling Ready For You, and thanks for listening, as always. Very scary.
I think I'm too flattered by stalkers, man. It strokes my ego. Stalk me, baby.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll send them your way.
Yeah.
Send them your way.
My phone number's out there. I don't care.
917-3404. What is it? I don't call you no way. It's out there.
4603. I don't care.
It's out there.
Call Shot Similar at that number. All my stalkers. Yo, my stalkers, my new number is 917-340-4603. It's my new number. Call me tonight. Yo, Jack, get ready to hang up, Jack. Get ready to hang up, dead ass.
Okay, right?
I know it's going to be her. Who's this?
678-949. Cool. You've been stalking Vic.
Who's this?
949.
No, neither do I. When I tell you when I first got my first black doll, I cried. Because they were all always trying to play dolls. And she was tall.
Hello?
Wait, I had to put her off.
Yo, that was crazy.
That's probably her. That's her. She's not crazy like that.
Dang. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
It's the worst thing you can do to your kids.
Yo, who is that?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
She's talking to somebody else.
Worst thing you, yeah, she's talking to somebody else, and she's talking about kids. 678-949. you need to get your cheek off the number one. That was funny.
Something about a kid, you said?
Yeah. You guys want to have a conversation?
That's hard. Huh? I don't know.
You got chicken Georgia stalking you?
Hey, brother.
Come on. Exactly. Come on. Don't try to play me, brother. You know, I got, well, you know what? I don't, I'm nowhere. I'm sorry. Nowhere. I got people listening that actually matter to me. I don't know. They're all doing.
I ain't gonna lie. You do got mad shorties that they be reaching out to me like, hey, what's up? I heard your new joint. How's Vic? I'm like, damn. I don't know what you be doing. You be reading to him? What you be doing, yo?
He said be reading to him? Oh,
yeah, you
yo, you need to shut Shad's mic off. Everybody's mic off right now. Shad is trying to destroy me right now.
No, I'm just trying to. You know what I think Vic does? Because some of these girls, I know, they're not as bright as him. So what he does he takes some of that knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Why
let them know.
Is still talking? Why are we still hearing his voice?
No, because I'm just saying, I know how you do. You let them know you're an enlightened brother. They see the book, you know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, they're looking for
they
a father figure.
Yeah. Well, if their father could run away, why can't I?
I'm sorry, man.
So listen, real quick. You got the knowledge. Not only do you have books, but you know movies, too. You're like, you know. So, things that you can do if you are being stalked or if you are a stalker, be careful because these are the things that can be done because stalking is an offense in every state in this country. So,
I'm like, and in Brooklyn.
If you're in immediate danger, call 911. I don't care what Samo says, call 911. Trust your instincts. Don't downplay the danger. If you feel like you're unsafe, you probably are. Take any threat seriously. It's highly likely that a stalker might talk about suicide or murder. And like Vic was saying earlier, they may, you know, try to pull you into their guilt. Take it seriously. It's not flattering, Shaw, okay? Contact the crisis hotline or victim service agency. If you don't know what your victim service agency is in your town, then call 211. Develop a safety plan. Change up your routine a little bit. Find a place that you can stay until you're safe. Do not communicate with the stalker. Don't try to rationalize with a crazy person. It never works. Don't respond to their attempts to contact you. And as mentioned earlier in the call, keep evidence. If someone is stalking you, keep a track. You know, if they're inboxing you, keep a record of those messages. And, again, contact the police and consider getting a court order restraint. And also make sure you tell a friend, a family, roommate, or your host on theemotionpicture.com because these shows are recorded and we can definitely, share the archive if necessary for you. So be careful out there, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. I mean, think about it. This dude said he was sleeping and woke up and somebody was standing over him. That's not cool.
No, you're right. I remember one time I was out in the movies with this girl I was seeing, and another girl I saw in the parking lot that I used to deal with drove by. I didn't think she saw me, but then as we walked to the car had a dent with a note on it. And the note said, I saw how somebody beat your car. But I had to, like, get the hand. I was checking the handwriting. Like, I went to the girl's sister crib. Like, I went real crazy. I was about to, you know, blow her car up, but I just decided against it and just let it go. I thought maybe it's a coincidence that I saw her drive by in the parking lot.
No, it was her.
It was her?
I'm glad you let that go. But listen, Vic had to run, and I really, really, really wanted everybody to hear my favorite song, at least at this moment, from the breakup proposal, the breakup part two, the proposal by Sha Stimuli and DJ Victorious. So it's called Superstar, and I listen to this in the morning, and it strokes my ego. So good night, guys.
Later.
No, Mimi.
Sha Stimuli.
DJ Victorious.
Radio.
Set the shout. Look, you can have the title.
Yes.
You can be my lady. You can be the wife.
Yup.
Yeah, I'm sounding crazy because I'm supposed to be a player, but I'm standing in the stands with my hands in the air like a motherfucking fan just for you.
You.
Shorty, it's for you.
You.
You know I be clapping and applauding when I get up in the morning because it's like a show. And last night was a performance. You interact with the audience. Now I'm here wanting more. Encore, just excuse me. I'm finished with my Mac phase. I'm like a groupie trying to meet you backstage.
Yup.
So you can use me. Kind of like a black slave, cause a good girl's hard to find like the back cave. I have your back cave in when I'm touching it.
Yes.
I know you know it's going down when I'm up in it.
Bro.
And you don't have me tricking cheese like the mother chicks. I throw you Mickey D's, I'm loving it. Check this out.
You could be my girl, I'll be where you are. I could be your fan,
man.
You could be the star. Got my hands up, waving at my baby. I'ma stand up, scream up for my lady.
Yep.
You could be my girl, I'll be where you are. I could be your fan,
man.
You could be the star. Got my hands up, waving at my baby. I'ma stand up, scream up for my lady.
I'm a fan, a supporter. Thank your grandmother's daughter and your pop, cause he bagged her and made you come out so gorgeous. Even though we didn't stay in some time, we be talking about the days. Life was awful growing up like an orphan, and I wish I was there then, but I'm here now.
Yeah.
And I'm cheering, bro, yelling real loud.
Hey.
Whether with flats on or heels out, with a hoodie on up in Target, dude still gonna be stalking. I want you from every angle. Let's reinvent his proposition.
Come on.
And tell your girls so they say, I wish I was with them. Or even better, they gonna wish they was you. If you feel like bringing them through, I won't be mad. I'm bad, but you're the baddest. If you ever start to feel overshadowed by my status, just know that what really matters is I treat you like you the one on the stage, and there's nothing that can get in our way. Holla at me, girl.
You could be my girl, I'll be where you are. I could be your fan,
man.
You could be the star. Got my hands up, waving at my baby. I'ma stand up, scream up for my lady.
Yeah.
You could be my girl, I'll be where you are. I could be your fan,
man.
You could be the star. Got my hands up, waving at my baby. I'ma stand up,
screaming
for my lady.
It's for you, shorty. It's for you, girl. It's for you, It's for you, shorty. It's for you, girl. It's for you. I know I've fronted before, Yeah, but now I'm the fan. You can be the shit hit the fan, then. You my superstar. Radio machine. Let's get it. Shot.